Let's talk a little MMA, a little boxing with our friend Dave Meltzer from MMAfighting.com. Dave, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the time. We'll start with some sad news. The passing of John Jones' mom tonight. Daniel Cormier sending out a tweet tonight, essentially wishing his family condolences on the passing of his mom. That was nice to see, wasn't it, given the way those two guys have been going at it for the last 3 years or so publicly?
Daniel's a good guy. At the end of the day, I think that, you know, you certainly don't wish that on anyone. It's a horrible day in anybody's life. And even though on a personal level the two of them don't get along, it's not like you wish that kind of harm. It's still, you know, it's like the dislike isn't at that level. I mean, I thought it was a classy thing for Cormier to do, but, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Does this impact the career of John Jones in your mind, the passing of his mom?
You just never know. He's fighting in, you know, it's less than 2 months, and I don't know the answer because everybody takes that differently. It's a terrible blow. Yeah. It's one of the worst points of your life in almost anyone's life. But you know, you in business and in sports, I mean, there's things that happen, and I would think that he'll be okay in a couple weeks. I would hope.
The fight between him and Daniel Cormier is shaping up to be the biggest fight of the summer for the UFC. How important is it for the company for that fight to be electric and to captivate fans and maybe have it go off for a third time in the future?
Well, if they have a bang-up fight and Cormier wins, that would be the best thing for the company, because then you would get a rematch, and the rematch would also do big business, because the company, it's like they're doing their monthly pay-per-views, and they're all doing roughly in the same realm, you know, which is like 200,000 to 300,000 buys. So it's kind of like, you know, that's okay. There haven't been any big fights, so it's not like those numbers are disappointing, but you want those big shows, and we haven't had them, and this is the biggest one. And, you know, if Jones wins handily, there's not going to be a rematch because he'd beat him twice in a row handily. And he would fight Gustafson, which would be, you know, which I think would be a big fight as well. But it would be the best thing for UFC would be for a Cormier win. I don't know if that's going to happen, but, you know, then it sets up a rematch, which I think would be bigger than the second one.
Now, let me ask you a big question, a big picture question about the UFC. And we've heard some people, you know, speculate about Dana White, and a couple guys in the Bleacher Report were saying because of the negotiation tactics for Dana White with certain high-profile athletes, in particular Mighty Mouse Johnson, that a change is necessary for the company to morph and grow into this IMG WME type of entity. Where do you come down on the future of the UFC being led by Dana White, and do you buy into any of the reports that Dana White has not been at the forefront of the negotiations between Mayweather's camp and the UFC for the McGregor fight?
Well, you know, the reporter who wrote the piece, who broke the story on White not being in the center of the negotiations, Lance Pugmire, who's a really top-notch reporter. So when I read that, it's like when there are guys who I read where I go, oh, maybe not. But with Lance Pugmire, it's like I read it and it's like, okay, I'm sure he's got it straight. And when Dana White denies it, which in fact he did the next day, it's probably Lance Pugmire is probably the one who's accurate. Unfortunately, with Dana, there's a situation where, you know, his credibility isn't always the best, which I think is a sad thing for him, you know, and everything like that. Because when it comes to one of these things, you know, if it was years ago and it was a different situation and Dana just said, hey, that's just not true, I think everybody would, you know, at one point would have probably believed Dana. But right now it's just it's just track record makes it hard to do that.
Do you think he's potentially, not right now, but in a year or two, potentially they could look to remove him as the face of the UFC at the head?
That's a big move, and I don't think it's a good move. I mean, you've got to remember that to the public, he is so entrenched as part of the company, and he's a great salesman for the shows. You know, he's made some missteps for sure, but I don't know that, you know, it's like, where are you going to find another Dana White? I mean, there's nobody else in the sport, in the business like that. So, I mean, Dana White's really, really rich, and could I see someday him just going, hey, I'm tired of this, I'm going to walk away. I'm going to spend time with my kids. Yes, I could see that at any time. He's got enough money to do that. But the idea that you would want to replace him, I don't see that. I don't think that's a good move.
Dave Meltzer, MMAfighting.com, joining us here on Game Night. Well, boxing crashing into the UFC, we seem to have some type of a framework of an arrangement, and we're now talking about this fight happening here in the summer, in potentially August or maybe early September, for Mayweather and McGregor to go down. First off, are you surprised that they want to have this fight this soon, this summer, versus waiting until the fall or the wintertime?
The earlier the better for Mayweather, because it's less time for McGregor to learn, you know, to learn boxing. He's the huge underdog here. I don't know that the fight is close to done, but obviously, you know, there's financial things that it's going to be tough, but there's so much money at stake that I'm believing that it's going to happen. I don't know that it's everything I've asked today about it doesn't indicate that it's a done deal yet.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those things where I've always, or for a while, I've thought it was a good shot that it's going to happen. And, end of August is for at this point, which is a rumor. That sounds awful quick. I don't know if they can get everything done by then. But, you know, September 16th is the day they wanted, but it's not going to be on that day, obviously, because of the Golovkin fight. So. I mean, but they want it, UFC wants it early enough because they want McGregor to go back and defend that lightweight title before the end of the year as quickly as possible. They don't want this thing dragging on for, like, you know, 9 more months or 6 more months and while their lightweight division stays on ice.
Right. Have you heard anyone say that McGregor has agreed to fight at least one or two more times in the UFC and that's why the UFC acquiesced and let him fight Mayweather?
They say that, okay? They say that. They say that he's agreed to fight, you know, to continue fighting. But I just wonder, you know, you always wonder if a guy gets a paycheck for $80 million or $100 million for one fight, how quick they're going to be to want to fight for, say, like $10 million or $12 million or $14 million or whatever it is. It's like there's a big motivation thing. And it's like, you know, maybe he will, but I don't know. I really have always thought that if he gets like if they legitimately do something like 4 million buys, you know, which would be very difficult, but it's possible because you know Mayweather did that before, and McGregor's fantastic at promoting fights. If they do a number like that, and he did, and his cut is like you know 100 million or 80 million, man, I just think that he's you know how much motivation are you going to have to want to train when
right.
he's got all that money
and a new kid. New baby.
And a new kid. And again, fighting for a lot less money because there's no way that they can afford to pay him anywhere close to what he would make for that fight. There's no one else in UFC and there's no one else in the world. I mean, Mayweather's the only guy he can make that money with. And once they do that fight, it's never going to happen again. So I could, you know, what's going to motivate him to make $10 million when he's got all that money in the bank?
Right. Do they want the UFC and Mayweather, do they want to go ahead and have the fight happen before Golovkin and Canelo because they want to go ahead and have the chance to take the first bite at the apple, if you would, from a pay-per-view buy perspective?
Well, I'll tell you what, that is a really interesting thing because if they go first and it's close to September 16th, I think it will hurt the September 16th significantly because when you're talking about that kind of money, you know, people aren't going to they're not as apt to spend it on the second one.
Right.
I think that you know, even if they're a week, you know, even if they're like a week or two later, the fact is that McGregor and Mayweather will get so much publicity that they're going to hurt that one as well. You know, it's, unless there's like a gap of at least a month on either side, you know, the Golovkin fight, I think, you know, the Canelo fight, I think it gets hurt. You know, it doesn't kill it, but I think it probably takes, I don't know, 15-20% off of it.
Yeah, I totally agree, Dave. Great stuff tonight. Really appreciate the time.
Okay, anytime.
Dave Meltzer, MMAfighting.com, joining us here on Game Night.